After marathon overnight negotiations, there's a deal that could keep Greece in the Eurozone.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Emerald Data Solutions, makers of Board Docs and hosts of eGov Live, the conference for best practices in electronic governance, September 2nd through 4th, boarddocs.com. And by Reputation.com, offering businesses an online review management platform specifically designed to improve customer feedback. More at 1-800-REPUTATION.
From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for David Brancaccio. European leaders say they're willing to give Greece its third bailout in 5 years, somewhere in the neighborhood of $95 billion. Now it's up to the Greeks. The government there has only a couple days to pass the strict austerity measures the new framework sets out. Kai Rizdal, the host of our afternoon show, is in Athens and joins us now. Hi, Kai.
Hey, Adrian.
So how much do we know about the deal and what's next here?
We know the broad outlines, right? It's a 3-year plus or minus deal. Down in the weeds, though, there's a couple of things that are really interesting. First of all, there's a $50 billion asset fund that Greece is going to have to put some of its state-owned assets into that it's planning on privatizing. And that money is going to be used to recapitalize the banks here and a little bit for growth development. There's pension reform coming, more pension reform, I should say, which is not going to go over well. And finally, the VAT, the value-added tax, is going to go up from 13 to 23%. And I'll tell you, you go out and you talk to restaurateurs and retailers around here, and that's a big deal for them, and it's a big problem in the Greek economy, I think.
And that's my next question. What's the mood like there in Athens right now? How are they responding to the deal?
Well, so I'll tell you what. You go around and you walk around central Athens, and there's no real feel of crisis. And that's mostly because it's all tourists here, and it's the annual sale season has just started here. But if you get out to some of the outlying areas, and if you go to places that are lower and middle income, it's not great, right? There are still lines at ATMs, 20 or so deep. The banks are still closed. And people are just resigned. You know, I was in a cab this morning going down to the main square here in town, and the cabbie, he made a choking gesture, and he said, "Greece, no money, no money."
What did you say?
Well, he didn't have really good English, so I didn't say very much, but his message was clear, right? He's just tired of this whole thing, and that's the mood. It's resignation mostly.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdal, thanks so much.
You bet.
Now, let's do the numbers. Traders were cheered by the news of the tentative Greek deal. The Dow is up a percentage point this morning. The Nasdaq is up just over 1%. The S&P is up about 0.9%. And oil prices are down today on news that a deal with Iran over its nuclear program may be close. That could end sanctions against the country and mean more oil in the global markets. Falling oil prices are good news for airlines. Stocks of American, United Continental, and JetBlue are all up. Comcast, which is the biggest cable provider in the country, says it's getting into the streaming television business. Shares are up nearly 1.5% this morning. The cable company is trying to hold on to the growing number of cord cutters. For more, we have IDC analyst Greg Ireland with us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
What do you make of the news that Comcast is trying to get into streaming television?
Well, I think it's good news for consumers, and I think it's a necessary step for Comcast. There are really two choices. One is you sit on the sidelines and you watch your base of television subscribers erode, or you come up with services that can address that base and even run the risk of cannibalizing a bit of your traditional services. But I think you have no choice if you want to reach the consumers that are looking for alternatives.
What does Comcast offer, if anything, that I can't already get from another subscription streaming service?
There isn't really a lot of consistency across these services. With these OTT services or these new emerging services, the channel availability isn't consistent. So I think it's early stages of these, and we can expect perhaps more channels to be made available as these services mature. But to date, I think any consumer thinking about looking at these alternatives to traditional pay TV really needs to do their homework, look at what channels they decide are necessary and what channels they can actually get from these services. And they may find right now these services won't meet their needs.
Greg Ireland is an analyst at IDC. Thanks so much.
You are very welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by VMware, delivering a unified hybrid cloud designed to seamlessly combine private, public, and managed clouds. One cloud, any application, any device. Learn more at vmware.com/publicradio. And by the University of Southern California.
More than a dozen big U.S. companies are pledging to create more economic opportunity for out-of-work young people. Starbucks, Alaska Airlines, Target, and Taco Bell are among the employers signed on to hire or train thousands of 16 to 24-year-olds in the next 3 years. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that's just a fraction of the young people who aren't in school and don't have jobs.
More than 5.5 million 16 to 24-year-olds are considered disconnected, out of school and out of work. The new coalition aims to connect at least 100,000 of them with apprenticeships, training programs, and jobs by 2018.
Clearly, we have more to do, but this is a huge step in the right direction.
That's Russell Crumno, managing director of Opportunity Nation, an advocacy campaign. He hopes big names like Starbucks, CVS, and Walgreens, and Taco Bell will spur other companies to invest in young people. Carl Van Horn directs the Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. He says although many of these companies pay relatively low wages for entry-level work,
it's a beginning point for a person who has no work experience. No one can build from that. You can't build on a career and develop success if you have no work experience to begin with.
The Labor Department says the economy added more than 200,000 jobs last month. In that market, Van Horn says employers are increasingly competing for workers. The coalition will hold its first job fair in Chicago a month from today. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We'll continue to follow the story in Greece throughout the day. And this afternoon and tomorrow, Kai Rizdahl will be broadcasting our afternoon show from Athens. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.